Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
I'm on my own against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar. And now I see that I'm way better than before. I never needed you at all. Think I'll fall down, I'ma watch you fall down. I'm living large now, I never needed you at all. Think I'll fall down, I'ma watch you fall down. I'm living large now, I never needed you at all.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. What's up, everybody? Welcome. This is Wrestle Talking to D. With myself, Martez, and I have a special person that we're bringing back to the show tonight. He's been away so long. We're going to be welcoming him back to the show relatively shortly. Oh man, such a good time to be a wrestling fan. This is one of the best times to be a wrestling fan. I am so happy at this moment because there's so many good things to talk about. So many good storylines out there. So many things happening in the world of wrestling. One of the people that we do want to talk about tonight is the person that we played in to start this show. And that's the fabulous Bianca Belair, which the person I'm going to be bringing onto the show shortly, he put me up on her a long, long time ago. Even before she was on my radar, he put me up on her. And I'm happy that I'm behind her 100% at this point. I apologize to everybody that was listening on Facebook because I didn't realize that my microphone wasn't on for Blog Talk Radio, so nobody heard anything that I was saying for the first 10 minutes of the show. So I got to redo this show again. I have to reintroduce everything again, but it's all good. I want to thank God most of all. Can't forget that for giving me another chance and giving us another chance to talk about wrestling, a sport that we love, a sport that we go crazy about. You know, wrestling is a place, it could be a place of escape, you know, when you're going through things in your life. So really, really thankful for that. Man, what more can I say about the Hurt Business? Come on now. Before I bring my man on, what more can I say about the Hurt Business? You guys on Facebook think I'm crazy because I think the Hurt Business is the best faction of all time. And yes, I am engaging in hyperbole, but part of that is real too. I do think the Hurt Business, they're knocking on the door. I know they're new, but they're knocking on the door as the best faction of all time. I just love these guys. There's so much to talk about today. Hopefully we can get to that at some point of the show. We want to talk about Hell in a Cell. We want to talk about Raw. We want to talk about possibly Bianca versus Sasha at WrestleMania. We want to talk about Thunder Rosa leaving the NWA and AEW based on some reports. Impact Wrestling, the promotion that never dies. Me and my good friend is going to talk about that today. So without further ado, we're going to bring on longtime co-host to the show, one of the smartest wrestling fans that I know, one of the smartest people in this wrestling industry. We bring you tonight, my man, Dominic. What up with you, Dominic?
Daddy's home. What's going on?
Oh, man. Oh, man. It's a lot going on, man. It's been a while since we did this show, man.
It hasn't been that long. Did you miss me?
Absolutely, man. I've had to carry this show, man, by myself. It's hard doing the show for 90 minutes to 120 minutes. So I'm glad you're here, man. You can talk. You can talk 80% of the time, and I can just sit back and chill.
You know what I mean? We're going to do 50-50, man. You know, I ain't got to, you know.
Okay.
I ain't got the wings yet.
Now, guys, we may agree on some things tonight. We may disagree, but it's all good, man. Me and Dominic, we're going to give each other a hug and a dap at the end of the show. we're going to jump right into it, Dominic. But Gina, I see you on a call line. Gina's on the line already. We're going to get to your call in a moment, but we're going to get right into this show. So much to talk about, Dominic. So much to get into. Hell in a Cell was this past Sunday. I don't know what you felt about it, but I thought it was a so-so pay-per-view. We saw some turns. We saw some betrayals. We saw some titles being exchanged. We saw some people retaining titles. We saw new feuds happen. So much happened at Hell in a Cell. But the floor is yours, my brother. What was your take on this Sunday's Hell in a Cell?
Well, I thought that was another, I think it was a really good WWE pay-per-view. It's probably going to go down one at five pay-per-views for this year. Maybe top three. It was real good. I was really sold. I was really pleased. Only, like, you know how I do Wrestle Talk and Z. I always talk about the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
About every, you know, show, every situation. The only bad thing, it was nothing ugly, but the bad thing about it was the first match. I wish Roman and Jay didn't have it, that first match, but I can understand. You can tune in, Martez, or anybody out there, that the reason why they had the Roman and Jay Uso matches, so I guess to not lose us or to kind of knock us off our feet or to keep us guessing. And then on the second part of it, I wish they should have just kept it an I Quit match, because even though, don't get me wrong, it was a 5-star match, they didn't utilize that sale like they should have did, like the other two matches, like Sasha and Bayley and McIntyre and Orton. But don't get me wrong, people. That match was fantastic. It told a good story. Jay sold real good. It was really, really, really good. You know, for us, yeah, as well, first match for everybody, the first match, I'm usually still, I don't know how you guys are out there. I'm usually getting my, you know, my food together, or, you know, putting last minute stuff, or coming from whatever. Like I said, getting my refreshment, my food to watch pay per view. Now I was already in. I was already settled. I was already with my KFC. I told you. So
you and the Colonel had a good time, huh?
Oh yeah, me and the Colonel, we did. The betrayal, the Otis versus Miz, that was the Tucker betrayal. What I'm hearing is they already,
I said Tucky.
Say it again. Tucky. Come on, Tucky. They already given up, sources said, on that betrayal. Why? But, you know, they're not going to have a feud. You know, they split the tag team up, which, you not to go off subject, which I think it's a part of the show about, we're going to talk about tag teams. You know, why is WWE splitting up or getting the wrong formula on tag teams while they're down? That's a head scratcher. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know what? You said a mouthful in those first 5 minutes. You said a mouthful, and I'm gonna touch on what you just said in regards to Tucker and Otis. If they scrap that idea, that will look bad. That will be a bad, bad look. It's already a bad look that they drafted Tucker over to Raw to only send him back to SmackDown a week later. And if they don't continue on with that feud, what did you have Tucker turn on Otis for in the first place? If they're not going to continue that on, so. And don't get me wrong, I love WWE. I'm a WWE apologist, but sometimes they do things to insult our intelligence, and this will be another thing that they would do to insult our intelligence, like by basically scrapping this feud, because this feud, it has some sauce to it. You know, you don't need to add much more to this feud. You got the traditional betrayal, best friends betraying each other. Well, actually, a best friend betraying another best friend. You got a best friend jealous of another best friend. You got a best friend angry at the fact that his best friend is getting more airtime or more attention than he is. So why not cash in on a storyline? Like, that's a storyline that just fell right into your lap. And WWE, Dominic, they have a hard time of having storylines that have a sauce to it. And this storyline has sauce to it. Diesel and Shawn Michaels. I remember when I think it was Shawn Michaels that betrayed him. That added some sauce to it. Recently, Big Cass turning on Enzo. That had a little bit of sauce to it. We've seen this recently as Sonya Deville turning on Mandy Rose. You cannot miss out on an opportunity to cash in on this storyline. So if that's true what you're saying, I'm going to be highly disappointed, brother.
You know, and then, like, I mean, just the whole plot. Just sources, please out there, don't come down my neck or whatnot. It's gossip talk. It's water cooler.
Okay.
Ear hustling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then pretty much as well, not just for that, The Miz winning the WWE Money in the Blank Bank briefcase. I don't think they plan on really, you know, I'm hearing that's going to be a storyline, like a failed attempt or somehow expired attempt of him cashing it in. So I think this year they kind of, you know, the ball with the whole, I liked it, the whole idea. I loved the whole big man story of Otis this year. You know, of him getting the girl, him winning, you know, the Money in the Bank falling in his hand. I just wish they should have capitalized on it, on the story.
But Dominic,
you know?
I'm gonna disagree with you on one point. I like Otis. I think Otis is special. I think Otis is entertaining. But Otis, he didn't move the needle with me as a Money in the Bank contract. It has nothing to do with his weight. It has nothing to do with his persona. Well, I guess it has something to do with his character, but it didn't seem like he was Money in the Bank worthy. If you feel what I'm saying, it didn't seem like he was Money in the Bank worthy.
Money in the Bank worthy. Go ahead.
No, once I stop, go ahead. You good. Go ahead. Jump in, Don.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying, like, if they would have, there was so many rumors I was hearing, like, I mean, it was pretty much is coming together now that Otis was going to be irresponsible and leave it behind and for the Miz to pick it up, or either he was going to have a, you know, that was one. And then I guess to the predicament now, I mean, I think if they wanted to troll us about him winning it, they shouldn't ride it out so long. They should have hurried up and pushed this story, I mean, this conclusion, and hurry up and took it away. Or even better, just give us something for the history book. Have Mandy betray him, and then we would have had two female Money in the Bank winners. You know, kind of throw us some out of left field. But, I was hearing another option that somehow he was going to find a loophole and see he could use that Money in the Bank, not for a singles competition, but for cashing in as a tag team for the tag team titles for SmackDown. I think they should have tried to do that. But I hear what you're saying. You know, for your opinion, you know, he feel like he wasn't a caliber yet, or he wasn't worthy to your level. I understand. You know, I mean, I don't knock you. I'm not going to argue. I mean, I like Otis. I mean, I I kind of, you know, I mean, I love the heavy machinery back in NXT. I was kind of, the fall back to, and I don't want to keep going off topic, but to kind of jump off and hop back on, is one of the many tag teams that Vince has something to do with, that he NXT call-ups that he's getting wrong, or whoever it is, executive or producers, and they're just butchering potential stars. I mean, yeah, he's a star, but both was, but I mean, I didn't like how the way, you know, they kind of made him. It's like, they did heavy machinery, like how the way they did the Dudley boys when they first came to WWF at the time. It made Bubba Ray, like, kind of slow with a speech impediment, stuttering. You know, that's what they were trying to do to Otis. And then, you know, it's similarities. But, you know, they didn't break up the Dudley boys. They eventually cut the storyline. And then, you know, of him, you know, being having a stuttering problem. I don't know what to call about why. I mean, I was hearing Vince was happy. Vince was sold, and he was entertaining. And that's the idea, gimmick of what we see of Otis and Fizz idea. But it's just, as right. You see, is one of many spots of Vince that he, one minute, has so much potential, high hopes on, that he can tell us the fans, like, I still got it, but next week he'd be like, just, oh well. here, writers, you do something about it. I'm done, you know. Triple H, any ideas, Triple H, you know?
Right. Like, Vince don't care no more, huh? Basically.
it's like some days he do, some days he don't, some days he just cares about if he's gonna make money, some days he care about quote unquote budget cutting to save money, which is, you know, it's false.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it's like Vince is just like, talk about Vince, just like, he doesn't realize what he has as superstars. He don't intervene enough no more. He don't. You know, who was that, Aaron Young, to say that? If you have a show, one product show that's 3 hours long, and you have almost over like 100 superstars, and you don't know, out of 100-plus superstars, you don't have nothing for each one to do on both of these shows, then it's not the superstar, it's him. It's Vince.
It is. It's, but, Dom...
I mean, you can... Go ahead.
But, Dom, I think... And, Gina, thank you for holding tight. We're going to get to your call shortly, okay? Dom, I think we are in a different age of time, and... hear me out what I'm about to say. I don't think Vince is still, and I'm an entertainment guy. I want to be entertained. I love the promos. I love the storylines. I love the vignettes and things of that nature. But I think we have entered a time in professional wrestling where people just want to see wrestling. People just want to see wrestling. People don't want to see the backstage segments. People don't want to see the vignettes or whatever. People don't want to see the soap opera aspect of it, because during the late 90s, early 2000s, I think professional wrestling needed that element, needed that I'm going to go after the boss element, i.e. Stone Cold, needed that in bra and panties match, stuff like that. They, like, professional wrestling needed that facelift. But nowadays...
Yeah. But no, what I'm saying is, yeah, I'm not saying that we need that. What I'm saying is, well, as far as what I'm saying is, as far as, like, what I'm agreeing to you, we at a stage, and I 1,000% agree with you, we need more wrestling, but it's enough wrestlers. Why are you not average, why are you not booking them? Why are they 1 minute doing dark matches? And then the next 2 months, they're like, nope, on a milk. It's like if we need to put them on a milk carton box.
Right.
And then next week, you know, they you slide them in doing a little a fall match or a dark match. Then the next day, oh, we just released so and so. That's you know, you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
I understood what you're
doing. Now now to answer to your question, for us, you know, where I was coming from saying that, that's what I mean. It's like, yeah, we don't cut out all that dramatic storyline. You know, it's a new age and era. We want more wrestling. We don't care about so much mic skills. I think it's a lot. It's 50-50. A lot of people still want mic skills. We still want charisma. We want the whole, oh, does he look the part? Oh, we don't care if he got a good wrestling background. We wanna know, is he a face? Is he the next this or that? For what I'm getting to, so I can end this segment, Vince has so many jewels that he can use.
Right.
That he doesn't realize it till he fire him.
yep. You know,
I think he's literally, I can tell, you know, when he get a hold to certain people, like, who the hell is this? Like, this is going for. He had him, like, yes, he's been in NXT for 2 years.
I think it was a story about EC3. He didn't know who EC3 was. I think I read that EC3 had been with them for a minute, and EC3 had been called up to the main roster, and he had no idea.
Yeah.
he had no idea
who EC3 was.
Right. Now, here's this guy.
Even like people like AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, tried out for WWE years ago, and once they became a hot topic, when he's on his burial mode and getting these hot free agents that and throwing money so they won't go nowhere else, and realize when you get to know him, like, oh, you applied for me years ago.
Yeah. I love it.
This is so freaking out of tone.
Out of tune, man. Out of tune. You're not lying about that.
Out of tune.
Look,
if you can say what you want about NXT. Oh, it's this, it's that. It's not rating. It's, hey, right now NXT. Yeah, they may be losing in ratings, but it's collegiate. If WWE is the big league major, NXT is collegiate. Like I said. They're not going to have the biggest numbers. But right now, the NXT shows, both United States and right now UK, they're putting on better shows and giving us a storyline that we can follow or, you know, what we want compared to both Raw and SmackDown right now.
Yep.
Not drastically, not too much dramatic. Few words.
Right.
A little twist, get to the point, bam, bam.
Absolutely. A real quick programming note, coming up at about 6 p.m. Eastern time, we have a four-hour edition of My Two Cents on Wrestling, so get your popcorn ready, get your snacks ready, because it's going to be a jam-packed show tonight. This is the season finale. We're going to be off the air for a few months after tonight. Other than the Christmas show, next Thursday night. These are the last shows of Open Talk Radio for this year. So tune in to My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jed and Al, 6 p.m. tonight. But right now you're listening to Wrestle Talk in the D, really the first show of this platform, Wrestle Talk in the D with myself and Dominic. And we get into this wrestling stuff pretty hard today. But Dominic, let's move on a little bit. I want to speaking of Hell in a Cell, Sasha Banks, she picked up that victory against Bayley, which was another another great storyline that WWE had us. They had us hooked to it. Not people think it was going on for just a few months, but this storyline, in my opinion, has been going on for about 3 years, all the way going back to when Sasha and Bayley was supposed to when Sasha was supposed to turn on Bayley before they won the tag team championships. Like, this how long this storyline has been brewing. But obviously they got cool. They won a tag team championships twice. And WWE put a huge focus those two possibly feuding the last 7 months. Anyway, Sasha Banks, she's your new SmackDown Women's Champion. I couldn't be more happy. I think Sasha deserves it because Sasha, she's been playing second fiddle to Bayley for the last – since she came back. You know, and Sasha has done everything that creative have asked her to do. She's been the person to be Bayley's sidekick. She wasn't the one that's that received all the attention. Bayley was. And got to give Bayley credit. Bayley has hit a home run as a heel. Like, she should never go back to that lovable hugger thingy. Gimmick. Got to give Bayley. Even I'll pay to see it one time just because. But Bayley is – she basically killed that gimmick. Like, some gimmicks can come back. You know how the Undertaker, he put away the whole dead gimmick and then he became the biker guy, but he went back to the dead gimmick. Bayley, she can never go back to the hugger gimmick. But that's neither here nor there. Sasha is your new SmackDown Women's Champion. She's the boss of SmackDown. But we also got Bianca Belair, who's been drafted to SmackDown. Bianca Belair is somebody that you've been talking to me about for years. Like, even before I started liking Bianca Belair, you used to tell me, you need to watch that girl. She's special. And I'm like, I don't care about NXT. I don't care about her. But I wish I would have listened to you at the time because I'm all in for Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair is special. And WWE, if they were smart, they would keep these two away from each other till after the Royal Rumble. And they should put these two up against each other on the biggest stage in professional wrestling, and that's WrestleMania. Banks and Belair. That's ratings gold. Banks and Belair, that's box office. Banks and Belair, that's must-see TV. You got the boss, the legit boss, versus the toughest, the roughest, the fastest. And Bianca Belair can say she's the bossiest. You know, like, that's a special matchup, Dominic. What are your thoughts on that possibly being a match that we may have at WrestleMania?
I mean, it's a no-brainer. I think a lot of content people, wrestling podcasts, YouTubers, Twitch, whatever, we all been saying it as a whole WWE fan base. We've been all come to agreement saying that it's a dream match right now in the making. Bianca and Sasha. I mean, like I said, I've noticed Bianca since, 4 years ago, the Mae Young Classic. Been following her, you know, when she signed her deal with NXT, been every time I watch, you know, was getting on board with NXT, certain people that was catching my eye, she was one of the top few. I mean, well, getting back, because I always was on and off. When I was always trying to get back in NXT mode a few years back, she was the one that really stood out to me, like, you know, as far as her athleticism, her charisma, her, you know, her size, her in-ring abilities, as far as, you know, the females, they're stepping up their game, you know, and she's right now another one that's about to kick down the door. Just like Sasha said, she was the one who kicked down the door. Bianca's about to... She's about to three levels up. She's about to come through the roof, raise the roof. Let the whole universe know she's here. So, as far as WrestleMania, I can possibly see. I totally agree. Right now, keep them separated. I like the whole feud right now with Bianca and Zelina, another sleeper, which I'm a highly big fan. I've been watching Zelina since was TNA when she was with the LAX stable. I mean, SmackDown going back to the old, you know, when they split the old slogan, the land of opportunity. You know, Sasha been wanting to be on that brand for years. You know, once again, let's like you said, that WWE, if y'all listen, let's get it right. Please, if y'all put this belt on Sasha, let her have a successful title run. Please do not, you know, in the next week or so, let her lose it, you know. You know, let's give, you know, probably next pay-per-view, not Survivor Series, probably TLC. You know, let Bayley and her kind of feud out and probably still wrestle. Maybe Royal Rumble. Once again, as far as my prediction for the females, my top five, I'm already throwing Bianca due to her performance last year, Shayna, Nia, and maybe a Mercedes Martinez or Tegan Knox as my or maybe a Rhea Ripley. Oh, that's five.
Yeah, that's five. Yeah,
that's five. That's five. My top five female winners for this coming up year. Those right now to me are some rising female stars that got so much potential that already got it. You know, got the skills, got the mics, and they just need the green light. So
absolutely.
That's Bianca and Sasha. So yeah, I mean that's a great feud. Like to what do I see? It's like for me when I see those two, it's like two former like high school girls that's like always trying to compete with each other.
Yep.
That's like for me like that's like I'm trying to holler at and that they both realize. Bianca, you know, Atasha, the whole kind of like you too good. Wait a minute. And Bianca, she got it. The whole hand clapping, the whole.
She like,
you know, I'm cute, but I don't think I ain't too scared to get dirty and down and dirty with you. And
oh my God, yes,
another one.
Yeah, Sasha is like that. I know I said this a year ago. Like she like that. She got that West Coast Pacific Valley kind of feel to her. Southern California black girl feel to her.
You know, that's what he says now, but, you know, Sasha's originally from Boston. You know, before and back to when, you know, Sasha came back, you know, we was all expecting like she was going to, WWE did once, give them their pop, did a good job letting Bayley turn on Sasha. We was all predicting with the whole gimmick and the whole Sasha background, she's a backstabber. That if she turned on Sasha, I was always saying dreaming a story mode of when she do and call up Bianca Belair and have Bianca Belair as Sasha muscle, like a female version of Shawn and Diesel, which I think we see now with NXT Dakota Kai and what's her name? Michelle Gonzalez.
Oh yeah.
Somehow
she's big time.
That's why I wanted to they introduced kind of, you know, Bianca Belair. Then to the point, you know, she win the title, and then you know, kind of for them to be somewhat like for Sasha to be like a double belt holder, and then kind of her and Bianca, they put them together as a tag team. But I mean, they did good, you know, the reuniting the Boston hug and putting both of them have them both in two belts, but, you know, Sasha, unfortunately, they took it back off of her.
Yeah, absolutely. Dom, you hitting home runs tonight, brother. You're killing it tonight. But let us go to the phone lines, all right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take Gina. She's been waiting on the line since the top of the show. Gina, this is Russell Talking to D. How you doing, dear? Welcome to Russell Talking to D. What's up?
Gosh, I don't know where to start.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I watched the highlights of CSW, and somebody that I thought was my friend's not my friend no more. He decided to go with on Chris Miller's side. So I'm talking about Cody. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, it seems like this is a terrible situation. You know, we're in Detroit, but I've been able to listen to you guys for the last few weeks, and we're not up there where you guys live at, but we've been following this story closely, and that's terrible what Cody and Chris Miller did.
Cody busted TJ and broke TJ's nose and tore up one of his fan signs. I don't know what to do or think right now.
Well, Gina, one thing I'm gonna tell you, Gina, don't let it get to you. I mean, don't let it stress you out. I mean, it's a sad situation. It's a terrible event that happened. It's a terrible thing to do to TJ, but I don't want you to stress out about it.
I know. I messaged TJ, told both him and Steve that I'll stand by them no matter what, but it still hurts because I met Cody last December, and it would have been a year this December that we've been friends.
Oh my goodness. Well, Gina, we hope everything gets better, okay? But did you have anything to say about WWE or anything today?
I didn't get to watch the pay-per-view, but I saw highlights, and I guess the match Randy Orton did with McIntyre, I guess that would have been my favorite match.
Mm-hmm.
But I only got to see highlights because I was supposed to go Sunday to watch the pay-per-view at a friend's house in LaSalle, but I was fighting an eye infection, so I was, like, grounded. Couldn't really go nowhere.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me that you were dealing with an eye infection. And also, Gina, Dominic, he's on the show, too. That's the co-host with me. You haven't met him yet. But Dominic, this is Gina. She's a caller. No.
Hi, Dominic. Like I said, it's going good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, definitely we pray that TJ gets better, for real. We pray that he gets better. We pray that he has a speedy recovery, and we pray that you get better, too. But that's definitely
a
sucky situation. Sucky situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last person I thought that would turn, and especially with TJ and Steve being Cody's trainers of all things for the wrestling. TJ's like, don't worry. I guess they're giving Miller and Cody a chance for the tag team titles. To go for the titles, but all I gotta say is I hope that TJ and Steve retains.
Right.
At least I'm hoping, anyhow.
Yeah, hopefully they do. You know, I got faith that they will. Okay, Gina? Now, Gina, don't forget My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jed is coming up next. So stay on the line and listen to that show, okay?
Okay.
All right,
I don't have to recall then?
No, no, you can once this show is over at 5:55, you can call back at 6 o'clock. And you can
okay.
be on Jed. All right? Love you,
well,
Jed.
Yeah. I love you too, guys. Nice meeting you, Dominic.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, Dominic, you ready to go to another phone call or you want to jump to the next topic?
Yeah, let's go to another phone call.
All right, let's go to my man Tyreek. He's a very loyal listener. What up, Tyreek? What's going on, brother? What you got to say tonight, man? Tyreek? Tyreek, are you there?
And he gonna be some interest.
Okay. I'll put Tyreek back on mute. I don't know if he was ready to come on yet, but we'll go back to him. Sometimes people expect to be on hold for a long time. They never know when we're gonna go to them. So let me try again. Hey, Tyreek. Tyreek. No Tyreek. All right, no Tyreek, Dominic.
All
right, Dominic. All right.
Any other callers?
No other caller just yet, but the phone number is 646-668-8672. Feel free to call in and talk to Dominic and myself about whatever you want to talk about. We got about a half hour to go within this show. We want to talk about Thunder Rosa. I don't know if this is like for sure happening, but I read earlier too that Thunder Rosa has left the NWA and AEW and she's possibly going to WWE. I didn't see this coming. I don't know if it's true, but it would make sense because she gave up the title last night to some girl I don't know. but if Thunder Rosa go to WWE, all bets are off. But you would think AEW will be working his hardest to keep Thunder Rosa because Thunder Rosa, quite frankly, is the most known female performer that they have right now. Britt Baker, she's coming. Big Swole is coming, but the AEW division is lackluster, if you will. And this is not no disrespect to AEW and their roster. I'm just keeping it 100, as the kids say. There's nothing about AEW female roster that has me knocking on
Hold
the
on.
Door to watch.
Hello?
Yep. Dominic?
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to put you on mute. I was dealing with some personal issues. So you was talking about Thunder Rosa?
Yeah. Yep, she's possibly leaving AEW and NWA for WWE, and I feel like AEW, they got to try their hardest to keep her because she's the most known female wrestler that they have, and their female division is already lackluster. They have nobody that we know of.
Yeah, nobody that's a female superstar. That's not a household, well, could be a household
right.
name. I mean, there's still up in the air about Thunder Rosa, Tessa Blanchard. Okay, sorry, I had got a text. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, it's still up in the air. I mean, if WWE, you know, still Thunder Rosa, man, they're just on a winning streak on the female division.
Oh yeah,
Hello?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm here with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like it's about three more people WWE should get, and if they do get, like, yeah, they're gonna. I'm not saying that necessarily, but it's like it's gonna be a destination for the female. I mean, it's already a destination for the female division. I mean, I feel like, yeah, if they get Tessa Blanchard, if they get Jordan Grace,
mm-hmm.
and probably Tia Valkyrie, those three, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that's
whoa.
All they need is a few heavy hitters with some name notoriety.
I mean,
like
they're starting to get female heavy hitters. Like I said, they're starting to. Like I said, you know, or you said developing. I mean, they had a lot of great female performers before as heavy hitters.
See,
I mean,
yeah,
you got nine right now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, cause it's a difference, you know. They got great wrestlers, but nobody with notoriety, as you stated. Big Swole, I think Big Swole has the potential to be a household name. Like Big Swole has everything about Big Swole. I'm digging. She's entertaining. She has charisma. She has the swag factor. She's athletic. She's a good worker in the ring, but she's not a big enough name yet, a big enough draw yet. For people like myself or casual wrestling fans to dive into AEW's division. When Chris Statlander, when she got injured, that was a huge loss for AEW female division. I thought Chris Statlander, she was on her way to being at the top of the mountain as far as AEW's top female superstars. Britt Baker, she is killing it as far as promos and as far as vignettes. But she still isn't that big of a draw yet. So you're right. If they sprinkle in a Valkyrie, they sprinkle in a Jordy Grace, even a Deonna Purrazzo, who is currently not signed with Impact, although she is the Impact Females Champion, she's not signed to a long term deal.
No, she's not the champion.
Oh, she lost?
Yeah, she lost. Too young. I'm
about to turn in my wrestling card, man. Hey, let us see if we can get Tyreek back on the show. Tyreek, you're on Russell Talking to D, brother. What's up? All right. I'm going to see if Tyreek can just call back in. Oh, but yeah, man. I didn't know Deonna Purrazzo lost the belt. I'm kind of surprised by that because Deonna Purrazzo, she just got there. She just got the belt. Do you have any idea why she lost the belt that fast? Is she leaving?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I saw the highlights. I saw the Impact show of the highlights of her and the executive doing like a angle like WWE. Have with Otis and Miz, the whole "I want to take you to court" and yada 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 about Kylie Rae, her and Kylie Rae, they were supposed to fight, correct? Well, Kylie Rae didn't show up. I don't know if it's due to the COVID or injury. So Su Young popped up and beat her and won the title. Yeah, it's a whole lot of that over at Impact Wrestling right now. A lot of people not actually signed, but somehow winning the title and then once, or either, you know, not cleared or due to the COVID and not stop performing or stop coming to work, and then they have to forfeit the title, and then, I haven't, you know, like they playing Steal the Bacon or picking names out ahead of who's going to be the champion today. That's
right.
The thing about it.
Absolutely. And what more could you say about Impact Wrestling? You know, Dominic, this is a promotion I thought was going to be dead years ago. This was a promotion I thought that it was going away. I had no idea that they were going to still be here as of right now. You know, I had Impact Wrestling left for dead, man. But it's like Impact, once you think they're dead, they keep coming back, and they come back even harder. And right now, Impact, they are slowly but surely building up a good roster. You know, and I think the only thing Only thing they missing right now is the true fan interaction that will even make that show on Tuesday nights even better. I like the acquisition of Heath Slater. That was a great idea, even though he's injured now. Eric Young, bringing him back, making him champion relatively fast. I thought that was a great idea. The Good Brothers. I've never known a promotion.
I don't really see them staying for long. But hey, kudos to Impact though, not knocking you getting the Good Brothers, because we all thought that they was going to either AEW to join the Elite or back to New Japan. Which we were scratching our heads at WWE, like, why would you get rid of them?
Right. Well,
I'm not going to go grass. I'm going to give it back to you. Pretty much my topic, and I'll let you finish it off. Impact is getting a lot of pretty good, decent BC wrestlers from both AEW and WWE. That are really good, but just didn't have the potential to be probably a champion or a headliner. But they do have everything else, which is WCW, say back in the day, tells these certain Hall of Famers, we call it today, like Stone Cold or Undertaker, who wants to pay money to see Heath Slater versus John Cena? You know, they got a lot of those type of caliber stars in the making. If they keep running, keep being creative, let's go for all of them. Not kind of swagging jacking each promotion, seeing what storyline they're using. We're going to put a little twist to ours and being fresh and creative and everybody staying in their own lane. Everybody can achieve. Everybody can stand out. You know, you have to stand out and we'll make them different from each one, and we can all tune in whatever they're showing. You know, each night they're showing, we can all tune in as wrestling fans to what to expect from their product.
Mm-hmm.
But, they keep grinding. They keep making, making steals. You know, they can be promotion of opportunities.
Right. I completely agree with you, Dominic. Like, you're spot on with your analysis on everything. You really are. Let's see if we can get Tyreek on the show right now. Tyreek, thank you for calling back to the show. You're on Russell Talking to D with Dominic and Martez. What's up, brother?
I'm good, man. It feels great to be back on the show. How are you guys doing today? And another question I want to ask, how are you guys been doing with everything going on? Are you guys staying healthy and safe and stuff?
I've been all right, man. For me, man, I've just been trying to go to the same places, go to work and then come home. You know, I might stop and grab something to eat every now and then, but I just basically go to work and then come home. So I've been trying to stay safe from everything. How about you?
Yeah, man, same here. Just been trying to keep it real, trying to keep it safe. I just started back college, and I'm real happy about that.
Oh, man, that's good. That's what's up. That's what's up, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So you always been like a knowledgeable person when you call the shows in terms of wrestling. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking about in the world of wrestling that you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I saw on your page you guys are talking about like some interesting facts about Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 37. You know, I never really thought about that. That really came to my mind, but now that I think about it, I really feel like that would be a great match. I feel like they should push towards WrestleMania. And the fact that, you know, with Sasha, they never really gave her like a good woman's title run. Like they always have her lose in the first title defense. But I called it ever since like when the whole thing about her coming back, being a heel and teaming up with Bayley, you know, everything. I've called it that, you know, they was going to, Sasha was going to lose the women's title against Asuka at SummerSlam, which she did. I also predicted that they both was going to lose the title at Payback against, was it Payback? Yeah, it was Payback against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, and then Bayley turning heel. I mean, she was already heel, but she turned her back on Sasha that same week. And then I was like, yo, this is the whole point. Because the only way I saw other than Sasha, unless they really had like a breakout superstar or another woman from like NXT or the SmackDown brand or whatsoever come and take the title away, I always knew that she was going to lose the championship to Sasha Banks. And that's exactly what happened to Hell in a Cell that day.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I don't know if Dominic want to add to this, but for some reason, Tyreek, I think, I don't know if it's Vince or whoever, but they don't have faith in the other female superstars. I thought by now Lacey Evans would have had the strap. I thought by now Nikki would have had the strap. She went for the title 3 times this year and didn't win it. You know, Naomi, I thought she would have had it by accident at least by now.
But right.
Seems like there's a retread going on with either Bayley, Sasha, Charlotte, or even Becky. I know Becky hasn't been around. And you could throw Asuka into that too now. It's like there's certain people that they're trusting with the title, and it always seems like it's the same group of people. I don't know if you feel the same way.
I think that's what I was saying back to what I was saying earlier. That's Vince being Vince. When he's stuck and finally opens his eyes to see certain people, even with females, he's like, okay, yeah, have them. Have them for this week or this few months. And then, you know, right now, like I said, the females got a lot of potential as fans come. We can name about 10 or 12 so many potential champions, but are they going to be in Vince's eyes? Are they going to sell tickets? I mean, even though I know it's the COVID, but I mean, are they going to boost ratings? Are they eye catching? The whole gimmick and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, you know, since 3 of the quote unquote top female stars are out. You know, Becky, Charlotte, and Rhonda, even though I'm not the biggest fan of really 2 of the 3. I mean, you got to go to who else for us females are, you know, that's a household name. Bayley, Sasha, Asuka. So, it's plenty, you know, it's time for a new rising star, female star. Or even it's two of them I feel like that's one in particular, Natalya, that should get her female crown. They should give her a shot. She's been loyal. She's been helping with the division, been there for day one from the Divas to the Women, who've been helping develop and put people over. It's time to reward her.
It is. I was watching a match with Mickey James in Lakewood the other day, and Mickey James was taking on Natalya. I knew Natalya had been there for a long time, but I didn't know she was there when Mickey James was still there. Like, she's been there a long time, and I agree with you, Dominic.
Who, Natalya?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Been there, like, she's been like the product of OVW before, you know. Of the OVW days, or if I'm saying it right, before they went into the whole, you know, NXT mode. So, yeah,
right.
Natalya and Tamina, that's another one. Like, you know, I know she's probably her health, can't stay healthy, but, you know, try to, just like you do for the men, certain people we don't ask for, or we just because they look the part, you put the title on. They need to lease. I mean, even though they don't do it, but, you know, you can every once in a while try it for the females.
Right.
You know, they got it right with Lacey. Lacey don't. Yeah, she was. You know, she had. She was blocked. She when they gave her the calling, she didn't answer it. She showed signs that, you know, she was too emotional. She was too. Yeah, she was too emotional. She wasn't strong enough for us, and the mic skills and just the charisma wasn't really there yet. But she is a potential
And I'm gonna let, because we only got a few minutes to go. I'm gonna let Tyreek jump back in here, and I know we got two more callers that's trying to get on the show. But Dominic, I'm right there with you with what you're saying. But I thought Lacey Evans, she had that it factor. She was a great heel when she first came out the gate. She was doing a heck of a job as a heel. When she had that feud with Becky Lynch, she was but they switched her to a face. I don't know why they did that so soon. So that kind of diluted her character when they pushed her to be this Marine, Miss America type of a character, lovable mother. People don't want that. That sounds good, but people really don't want that all the time. And I think that's what messed it up.
Yeah, that gimmick, when they switched her to a face, it was just like she was. We just saw a second light, and was like, nah. But but people gonna contradict themselves, because when Becky Lynch come back, which, you know, she's about to be a mother, they're gonna want her to be a champion, but you don't want her just because she's an emotional, strong emotional female and was you know, 24/7 talking about her daughter, her being a mother and all fighting, you know. I think that's, WWE got to be careful.
They do. All right, Tyreek, sorry, my brother. You got any final thoughts before we let you go? Because I know we got to get two other callers, man. I'm sorry.
No, you good. You know, I usually let people talk and say what they got to say before I jump in, you know. But, I totally 100% agree with what Dominic says, you know, with the whole division going on and stuff. Because, you know, like the Four Horsewomen, ever since they came to the main roster, they've been like the it factor, you know, the four women that changed the dynamic of wrestling for the women's division, you know, trying to be like NXT, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, we're cooling them out with Ronda out and stuff. And, you know, I do like one out of two and stuff. But, you know, you got Bayley and Sasha in the same roster, the same SmackDown brand, while you got the Udi. But I do feel like there were so many times I felt like they could have really turned those type of certain divas into, like, actual superstars. I just feel like their main problem with the whole booking storyline, because just like you said about Lacey Evans, like, she was fantastic heel when she came from NXT, and how they like made her turn into a face that fast really just changed it. Like, okay, so what should I do? Should I put the championship around her waist, or should I keep having to go for another singles competition? And then same thing for like others, like Naomi, or even like what's another good example? And then you also got Asuka, too, where I feel like she's probably going to hold the title for a while until someone like Charlotte or Becky Lynch come back. Because when you look at the roster between all the brands, you don't really see that many breakout talent or really a breakout superstar that's going to really take the championship away from people like Sasha or Asuka, unless it's someone that's from NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like if they really want to push into that direction of, like, having more talent, just have them start off small. Like, have two of them start off as a tag team, just like they did with Peyton Royce and Billy Kane. Look what happened. They both are, like, in a separate ways, and one's a face and the other one's a heel. So they should do something like that and then see where it goes from there. Okay, is Natalya could be the next breakout superstar, or is Lacey Evans or Nikki Cross going to be the next breakout superstar to become the next SmackDown Raw Women's Champion? That's really how the way they got to do it, and that's the way how they got to look at it. Like,
I completely agree, man. We'll see what happens. It's enough females there to be able to hold that title. You know, even if it's a transitional title type of deal. Like, some of those women can, because I think Selena Vega, she has championship material written all over her. Lacey Evans, that I said earlier, I think she can get back up there. You know. So, Rhea Ripley, if they ever bring her up to the main roster, I think that's the next gold. That's the next golden child, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I think they should have did once. You know, I thought that was the whole plan after, you know, for Charlotte to send Charlotte to NXT to after her. You know, yeah, they should have. I think
they should have.
They got to be coming.
It's a good
six of them.
Absolutely.
Real quick, it's a good six of them can come up.
Absolutely, you're right. Tyreek, thank you for calling, man. Don't forget, we do got My Two Cents on Wrestling. They're going to be doing a four-hour show tonight, so if you're bored, you can call into that show, too. That's coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern time, just in a few short minutes, with Jed and Al. So thank you for calling, bro. I'm about to put you back on hold, okay?
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, let's try to bang these last two callers in the last 5 minutes. So Jason and Kayvon, unfortunately, you guys are going to have to be quick with it because we're almost done with the show. But I love you all. Jason, you're on Wrestle Talking to D with Martez and Dominic. What's up, brother?
What's up?
You know it.
I'm good. I agree with you, Martez.
Okay.
About
on what?
Them needing to give other females a chance with the title.
Yeah. I don't see why not. You know, don't waste their time in WWE. That's why a lot of them leave, because they don't get a chance to taste championships. But we'll see. I don't know if their WWE is going to get it together, but we'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
And that Sasha and Belair, I totally agree with that feud at WrestleMania. I say you should do the Queen Charlotte versus the Boss Sasha versus the EST Bianca Belair.
Hey, that's a sexy matchup. That's a must see matchup. If you put Charlotte in that matchup, Thumbs up or thumbs down to that, Dominic? Would you want to see a triple threat?
Not for the SmackDown. I'm sorry. Maybe Raw, but not for SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta ask Charlotte for Raw. I will
right.
Charlotte for Raw. I will see maybe a two-peat just come up WrestleMania. Maybe a Charlotte versus Oscar versus Becky.
Yeah, and if Becky Lynch get cleared to wrestle, Vince McMahon, I'm hearing right now he's trying to get her to come back so she can go up against Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. And that doesn't necessarily need to be a title match.
Did she pop the baby out yet?
I think it's coming out in December.
This better cross the finger and drink his Ovaltine.
Right. Vince don't care, man. Hey, Jason, thank you for calling, man. You know,
problem.
You know what's coming up next. My Two Cents Are Wrestling. That's,
yep.
Hold the line, okay? Let's go to my brother, the WWE expert, if you will, the next big thing, if you will. Let's go to Kayvon Journey. Kayvon, you're on Wrestle Talking to D, brother. What's good? What's good?
Nothing much. I'm just hearing this. I love it. Sasha Banks versus that triple threat. My mind is going already. Now, one thing I want to say is, you know, the EST of WWE, she's looking at the SmackDown Women's Champion, Sasha Banks. I was on Twitter the other day, and I was like, wow, these people got to know. The EST is coming after Sasha Banks for that SmackDown Women's Championship.
Oh, yeah. Like Kayvon, man. That match is only fit for WrestleMania. You can't put that match on any other pay-per-view but WrestleMania. That's going to be a great build-up. Whenever they have that, Dominic, I think that's going to be an epic build-up, especially if you give them 6 weeks like the WrestleMania build-up normally is. 6 week build-up versus a 3 week or 4 week. That's
now who? What match is that again?
Bianca.
Wait a minute, say it one more time. Bianca and who?
Sasha for the WWE Women's Championship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we've been talking about. I thought y'all said somebody else. My bad.
Yep.
And I would have started on Roman, but I only got a few minutes. Roman, oh my goodness. Woo!
yeah.
Man, I don't know what to say. I mean, we see what he did to his brother, his cousin.
That, and you should call My Two Cents on Wrestling in like 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure they would want to hear you talk about Roman, but I think that's one of the best storylines I've seen in a long time. And there's still much more you can do with Roman Reigns and his family and things of that nature. I like how they're slowly building up something with Roman Reigns. We haven't seen nothing yet. We haven't seen everything yet. So that's the cool thing about it. They haven't rushed anything with us. And again, before we get out of here, Bel Air versus Banks, WrestleMania. They got to make it happen. That's must-see TV. Hopefully Vince makes that happen. Want to say thank you for everybody that listened this season. We don't do this show often. Every now and then we do this show, but we want to thank everybody for listening, not just this season, but for the last 3 years. Thank you for listening and giving us a chance. We're trying over here. We do our best to give you wrestling content as much as we can. But there's another great show coming up next with Jed Williamson and Al Miller, which is a 4-hour edition of My Two Cents on Wrestling. So all you callers that called this show today, Tyreek, Gina, Jason, Kayvon, even you, Dominic, if you want to stick around, feel free to call Jed Williamson and My Two Cents on Wrestling. Dominic, you got anything to say before we close out tonight?
Oh, man, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Didn't have to. Martez, my brother, hopefully we can get on track to keep team doing Russell Talk in the D. Man, it was a wonderful show, man. I had fun.
All right. Thank you, Dominic. We'll talk to you guys in 2021, God willing. We're going to close this show out, and then we're going to come back for My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jen and Al. Take care, everybody.
I'm on my own against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall.